Welcome to Real Paranormal Activity, the network. Entertainment you'll enjoy.
You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. LaFosse Corporation, LLC.
Alright, everyone, welcome to tonight's show. I am your host, Dedrick Hilton. Welcome to the Hoodoo Lounge Radio. We have an exciting show. And let me tell you guys something. You know, I want to share this with you guys because I think this is important. You know, we're coming up on the fall, and yes, the summer's almost over, and we're about to get into Halloween time. I love Halloween time, but the school is back in. School is back in, and the kids are going back to college and everything, and this leads into tonight's show, which I want to talk to you guys about University of South Carolina. Here in Columbia, South Carolina, here we have our prestigious university, and there have been so many great sightings and paranormal tales that have taken place on this college campus, and we're going to dive into some of these mysteries and take a deep look to see if they're real or is it just folklore. But I'll let you decide. So tonight episode, I want to talk to you guys about the Third Eye Man of USC. Let me tell you something. I went into coffee shops this past week and I actually talked to a couple of people that worked in the coffee shop, and they are fully aware, knowledgeable, and the stories are still circulating about the Third Eye Man and the hidden tunnels at University of South Carolina. And it amazes me in 2022 because that these stories are still circulating around, because the original story, or the first time it was told, took place November 12, 1949 at 10:43 p.m. Two male students were walking down the street in the vicinity of the Longstreet Theater when they saw a man wearing what appeared to be a silver suit pry open a manhole cover at the corner of Sumter and Green Street. As the strange figure climbed into the sewer, he pulled the manhole cover back over the hole. One of the boys, his name was Christopher Nicholas, he was a reporter for the school newspaper called the Gamecock. As soon as he returned to his room, he began work on an article about the creature he dubbed the Sewer Man. Now, not too long after that, on April 7, 1950, a policeman was patrolling the campus late in the evening when he found the mutilated remains of two chickens on the loading docks of Longstreet Theater. Shaking his head in disgust, he walked over to his car and phoned in his grisly discovery to the police station. He returned to the scene of crime and was shocked to see a man dressed in silver bent over one of the chicken carcasses. Startled, the policeman shined his flashlight in the face of the strange man. The policeman was horrified by what he saw. Not only was the figure's face oddly colored and disfigured, but in the middle of his forehead was a third eye. The terrified officer rushed back to his squad car and called in for backup. Now, when the police arrived, the third eye man was gone, but the carcasses remained. That's right. That's right, spiritual family. Now, let me tell you something. Later on, going into the 70s, this third eye man was seen again. That's right, he was seen again. Now, University of South Carolina has these heating tunnels or wind tunnels, they call them. And I went out there on campus myself and tried to investigate and find some of them. Unfortunately, some of the tunnels have been sealed off. And this third eye sighting man has been seen on several occasions to the point that the dean of students have threatened the students that if any of them go into these caves, they'll be suspended. Now, in the 70s, you had a fraternity that was pledging, most likely probably hazing. And they was down in the tunnels. And they noticed a man limping, wearing a silver suit. And when they looked up at him, they noticed he had three eyes. And he had a pipe in his hand. Now, legend has it, he took after the fraternity boys and chased them through the tunnel. And as he chased them, four of them got away. One of them tripped and fell, and he suffered a violent attack. He left out with some scrapes and bruises, but he never ever going to forget about the three-eyed man in the silver suit. He went back, he told legal authorities about it, and not too long after that, they sealed off these tunnels. Now, I live here in Columbia, South Carolina. I'm a paranormal researcher, and I'm a man that like to gather information. I like to talk to people, you know, conduct my assessments. Recently, in the 2000s, around 2018, this figure was seen again. Now, between the 80s and 90s, it kind of died out a little bit because of the tunnels. But someone said once again, late night, they saw the same figure funneling in the bushes, looking like he was looking for something, some type of wildlife or animal or something he could be looking for possibly. And they asked the person, hey, you need any help? And because he was walking with a slight limp. And when they turned around, they saw the same discolored figure man with the third eye staring at them. And he didn't look too friendly. Now, is this person a cannibal? Are they some wild, savage person? The students ran off. They told the campus police. Now, this is generation after generation because the first sighting took place in the 40s. But now we have generation after generation of sightings of the third eye man that's popping up here at University of South Carolina campus. I have my theories. Let's talk about some of these theories. Now, spiritual family, you do know that some people are born with the deformities. I myself used to work at Department of Mental Health here in Columbia, South Carolina, and I seen people with extra fingers, extra toes. I seen people with three nipples. That's right, three nipples. Other odd little things about them on their body when we have to strip the patients down or remove their garments from them. And I say that what happened, this person is not a monster. We don't know what race he really is because they said his face was discolored, but also disfigured. So we don't know what race it is. But I have to ask, could it be a real person? Could it actually be a real person that was born with a third eye? Is that scientifically possible? Mind you, if we could be born with extra fingers, anything's possible. We could be born with extra toes, anything possible. We could be born with the different color eyes. Anything is possible. But I myself is curious. Is this a homeless person that could not afford the proper living amenities because of having this third eye? And in return, they're just living in the woods and they're living off of wild animals. Now, people say, well, that's savage-like. Okay, but think about this. I like to be objective about this here. Think about this. Spiritual family. What if this is a homeless man with three? Yes, he has three eyes. He's disfigured. He can't get a job. We don't know what his childhood was like. So he's just been living in the woods. And the reason that he's eating these animals is because that's all he could afford. Obviously, he can't walk into a Chick-fil-A and order a chicken sandwich. Imagine someone coming in with three eyes. I have a couple of questions, biological questions. Are all these three eyes functional? Can he see out of all three? Is it hereditary? Is it the product of his parents being on drugs? Was there some form of incest that took place? We have to ask these questions. We have to ask these questions. Is he in fear? And that's why he attacks others? I don't think necessarily he's in fear, but we definitely know that he's prone to be an aggressor. Allegedly, if this story is accurate, I'll let you decide. But now there have been recent sightings over the last few years of this man popping back up. And once again, you have a younger generation that's seeing it. So they might not be too familiar with this third eye character or the storyline behind them. But I went into the coffee shop and spoke to several females, and they all say that they have heard the stories about it and that people have sighted him. Again, football players have seen him. One woman said it was raining late one night, like at almost 12 in the morning. She was on the college campus, parked on one of the side streets. And she was checking her phone, and she heard a thump in the back of her car. And she's like, what is that? It's pouring rain. The rain is coming down. She's looking in her mirror. She can't see. It's nighttime. She's slightly parked in a dark area, which I probably would have been parked in. And I'm not necessarily afraid of things that go bump in the night, but just for security purposes. But she hears the bump. And she's checking her mirrors. And something starts shaking the back of her car. And she drops her phone in the car. And she's like, what the hell? She screams like, hey, leave my car alone. Get off my car. And she turned on the back windshield wiper of her car, and when she looked back, beating on the window was the three-eyed man. She grabs her phone. She's panicking because the car is now shaking more violently. I don't know if he's trying to break the window to get in or attack her. She starts her car up, and she says she peels off. She peels off. She goes down to a Waffle House because our Waffle House are 24 hours. And she goes in and she's panicking, she's frantic, and she's telling him like, hey, I just saw one of the most horrible things. She's like, I don't know, my mind playing tricks. I'm like, I swear, I just saw this man was rocking my car, a tall figure, and he had three eyes, and he was shaking my car. She was frantic, she was nervous. The security in the Waffle House called the local police, and they came in, they took, you know, they took down the information about the story, and they went back to the campus themselves, and they didn't find anything. But mind you, a police officer in the 50s saw the same person. So I'm figuring if it's 1947, this person be still being seen, if they're, you know, if it's the story accurate, they have to be close in age, probably somewhere around late 80s. Now, I have another theory. How we don't know if the Third Eye Man had children. And this is a younger version of the Third Eye Man that's being seen today. We have to explore all of these possibilities. All these possibilities have to be explored in order for us to figure out what is really taking place. And I'm interested. Let me tell you something. I'm very interested in the stories of the people that have witnessed the Third Eye Man. But I'm also interested in the biology. How did he form this third eye? Was it radiation? I'm interested in the biology because I want to know, are there other third eye people out there? Is there a family? Is this a tribe? Now, the last story and the last encounter of the Third Eye Man took place with three sorority girls going back to their dorm after a night of partying. Oh, I hope you guys are ready. Here comes this juicy one. So we have an area called Five Points. Five Points is a bar. It's a community in a section of Columbia, South Carolina, right down the street from University of South Carolina. And it's tons of bars, just the nightlife, bars and restaurants. And all the college kids go out there, they drink and they get wild and crazy. And, you know, they do the young college kid thing. Nothing wrong with that. Football players and everybody. But people down there get very hammered. Very, very hammered. So these three young ladies, they've been drinking, partying. The night is winding down. Everyone's heading back to their dorms and people getting their cars. Some people taking an Uber. And I guess they decide to like hump it. And the story goes is they was had some alcohol in their cup. And as they walking up the hill and they going down Long Street, one of the girls say, "Hey, I have to use the bathroom." And they're like, "Well, we got about 5 more minutes to dorm." She's like, "I'm not going to make it." So she pulls off to the side and do what she do in the bushes. You know, she go to urinate in the bushes. And she hears like rattling and rustle going on in the bushes. And her friends is out there, you know, on the sidewalk talking. And I guess she couldn't see because she's hiding in the bushes. So she probably thought some of her friends, you know, playing a gag or a prank on her. And she's like, "Hey, stop. Stop playing around, guys, you know, in the bush." Like, you know, she's peeing and she kept telling them to stop. Finally, her friend goes, "Who are you talking to?" She's like, "Wait, where you guys? Like, we're out here on the sidewalk." She's like, "No, I thought somebody kept trying to push me or touch me in the bushes." Like, "What are you talking about?" And out steps, while she's in midstream, out steps the Third Eye Man out of the bushes. Late night. Now, the nightlife shuts down at 2 a.m. here. Imagine being a college student, hammered, in the bushes, urinating, and a Third Eye Man, or a man with three eyes, walks out of the bushes where you're peeing at. These young ladies said they tore off for like 3 blocks straight. Matter of fact, they ran past their dorm. That's how frightened they were. They were screaming, screaming and stuff. And they end up coming across a couple of football players and stuff. And they, you know, they told them what was going on. The football players like, "Are y'all all right?" And, you know, they came to the aid of these young ladies, rightfully so. And they picked up some sticks and other things. They said, "Well, we're going to go down there and figure out what it is or who it is down there." And they went down back to the location and they were beating in the bushes and they went, it was like a trail that went down into the bushes and down by a stream. And just a little small, little creek, nothing crazy to write home about. And the football player said, standing by the stream in the moonlight, they saw the Third Eye Man. Standing in the moonlight, looking at them. And he didn't look too friendly. Say he picked up like a big stone or something in his hand and start coming at the football player. And the football player, and they realized that this being has three eyes. They took off. They took off running. They called campus police. They notified campus police like, "Hey, look, there's some crazy person or being with three eyes." And he chased the girls. And then we went down there and he was looking at us and he picked up a stone and tried to come at us. So this is going on in the 2000s right now. These sightings, these recent sightings are still occurring on the campus. Very interesting story here. Very interesting story. Are there more out there? Is there a family of them? Are this the children, the next generation? What is causing for these figures to have three eyes? And why are they aggressive? Is there a deeper history about University of South Carolina we know nothing about? Maybe, you know, just like when you build shopping malls, habitats get destroyed and you start seeing wildlife come out, snakes or rabbits and deers. Is it possible before University of South Carolina was built that the grounds and the woods was the habitat and the home to the Third Eye Man? It makes you think. It makes you think. So where I'm at with this spiritual family, I'm still conducting my investigation. I'm going to be going out doing more research, talking to more college students, seeing if anyone has any footage of this figure. Now, in the past, he has been known to be wearing like a silver suit or a silver outfit. And he had different names. You know, some people call him Three-Eyed Man, the Third Eye Man. Some people call him the Sewer Man. In the past, in 1940, he was listed as the Sewer Man. That was he was coined as because he was seen going into the sewer drains. They saw him open the lid and go down to the sewer drain. Now, let me ask you this, spiritual family. Maybe he's living in the sewers. What do you think about that? Is it possible he could be living in the sewers? Is it possible he got over to some toxic radiation in the sewers? Who knows? Because I'm originally from New York and I live right by New Jersey. And I remember them dumping toxic waste in the Hudson River and different places like that. So who knows what's inside these sewer drains? If he was first seen going into the sewers in the 1940s, maybe he's the result of somebody that was exposed to chemicals. Could be. I'll let you guys decide once again. So you do have journalists on the college campus that are still writing articles about him. You could go on any website and Google Third Eye Man, Three Eye Man on Google on University of South Carolina campus, and it will pull up alleged stories and encounters about him. He stands roughly about 6'3" or 6'4". Some people say he's probably somewhere around 240 pounds. And he's seen going into drains, or he's seen coming out of woods, or attacking wild game or animals, rabbits, raccoons. He's been seen attacking. And so obviously he lives off the grid and he eats whatever he could find in the streets. Like I said, this person most likely has no money. They can't walk into a Waffle House and order food. Three eyes. Wow. Now that is something to think about. Spiritual family. Three eyes. I wonder how I would respond if I seen something like that. I'm trying to think if I ever seen anything like that. I haven't. And I've seen a lot in my lifetime, spiritual family. I'm also going to do my research on human beings born with three eyes. What caused it? What type of mutation took place? Because we have to explore that. Because what happened, like I said, once again, if there's some other people across America with three eyes, same situation. Is this a form of evolution amongst human beings? Who knows? Maybe this is not even a human being. What if it's some other type of strange creature or alien? We don't know. But I will stay on top of this and continue to ask questions and continue to explore and investigate and conduct my research. Until then, you guys stay tuned, because we have more shows coming. Well, look, guys, my name is Dedrick Hilton. This here is Hoodoo Lounge Radio. If you want to follow me, go on to www.hoodoo, that's H-O-O-D-O-O, lounge, L-O-U-N-G-E.net. You can also follow me on Instagram under DHilton_parapsychologist. You can follow me on Facebook. I have a group called Hoodoo Lounge on Facebook. We have about 10,000 followers. I'm on LinkedIn app under Dedrick Hilton, paranormal researcher. And you can also go ahead and visit on that website, click on my paranormal tab and click on Ghost Stop. That's right. If you go to hoodoolounge.net and click on my paranormal tab and click on Ghost Stop, it's a special link that will take you to ghoststop.com, where we have amazing, amazing prices on paranormal investigation equipment. The top and leading brands of paranormal equipment in the industry for amazing prices. Click on that link, ghoststop.com, on my paranormal tab on my website, and you'll get a special discount. That's right. You'll get a special discount for the top of the line paranormal equipment in the industry. Once again, I'm your host, Dedrick Hilton, and this is Hoodoo Lounge Radio. And I'll see you guys again later. Stay safe, stay calm, stay alert.